The Democratic Republic of the Congo is famous for its minerals. Vast reserves of copper and cobalt help fuel today's electronics, but the mines also fuel a bloody conflict that's been going on for decades. Sexual assault has long been an issue in this war, but two new reports show there's been a massive increase in the number of victims. NPR's Gabriella Emanuel reports, and a warning, this story discusses sexual violence.
There are about 7 million people who've been uprooted from their homes by fighting in eastern Congo. Many of them end up in sprawling camps around the city of Goma. But often these camps don't have enough food to go around. That means women have no choice but to head into the forest to forage and look for firewood. It's a simple but extremely dangerous undertaking. That's because the forests are full of armed militias, hundreds of them. Leticia Bukebo says when a woman goes in search of firewood and returns empty-handed, she starts to worry.
Each time a woman returns from the forest without wood, we immediately know she's been raped.
Bukebo is a local activist and law student who lives in Goma.
The men who rape her rob her. Even the wood she has with her is taken.
People who work with aid groups, such as UNICEF, say rates of sexual assault have skyrocketed to the point that almost every woman in the camps has been assaulted or has a family member who's been a victim. A report this month from Doctors Without Borders documents an unprecedented number of sexual assaults in 2023, with some 25,000 people treated by their staff alone. That's more than double from prior years. Another report, out today, from Physicians for Human Rights finds, quote, widespread and severe sexual violence.
The level of sexual violence is shocking. It's staggering.
Sam Zarifi is the group's director. His team conducted in-depth interviews with 16 local healthcare professionals and humanitarian aid workers. They heard harrowing stories, with victims as young as 3 and women and girls being held in captivity. And for those who make it back to the camps alive, Zarifi says there aren't enough doctors and nurses to treat them.
On top of this humanitarian crisis, one of the real forgotten crises around the globe right now, we now have this healthcare crisis.
So what's behind this surge in sexual assaults? Paul Nantulia has a guess.
So basically what you have is a vortex of misbehavior.
Nantulia is with the Africa Center for Strategic Studies, an academic group based out of the U.S. Department of Defense. He says all the armed groups are acting like thugs and know there are few, if any, consequences.
Therefore, it should not surprise anybody that those forces will use rape as a weapon of war.
Last year, the DRC government told United Nations peacekeepers to leave the country. Since then, Nantulia says the number of sexual assaults has spiked.
The upsurge that you've seen in this past year alone is directly attributed to the vacuum that has been created by the forced withdrawal of these peacekeepers.
The International Criminal Court has announced this month that they will renew their investigation into alleged war crimes in the DRC, with sexual assault as a priority. But Nantulia says far more is needed, both from the DRC government and the international community. Gabriella Emanuel, NPR News.